content of this program is intended for people who are blind or print impaired. Hello, this is Jean Lotshaw for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Ladies Magazines. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from various ladies' magazines. We subscribe to 5, and they show up when they show up. So let's see what we have this week. From Good Housekeeping, this is part 4 of our 4-part series, Feel Better This Week. And this week's focus is on nutrition. So, day 1, rethink convenience foods. Sit down and pinpoint your food prep time sucks. Then brainstorm healthy time-saving solutions. For instance, rotisserie chicken can be a great protein option when you're busy. Pre-cut vegetables and fruit make snacking way easier. And low-sodium canned foods can save the day when you need a nutritious side dish. Even if a food isn't perfect, it can be much healthier than a takeout order. Day 2, use the 5-4-3-2-1 method. When buying food for the week, choose 5 vegetables, 4 fruits, 3 proteins, 2 sauces or spreads, 1 carbohydrate, and 1 treat meal, as well as staples, of course, like milk, butter, and flour. Those who have tried it say this strategy lowered their food costs and let them mix and match to make new healthy and delicious dishes. Day 3, be a smart snacker. Well-balanced snacks can provide extra nutrients and an energy boost. Prioritize combos with protein and fiber, like veggies with hummus or fruit with nut butter. Or consider crunchy chickpeas, popcorn, or nuts for a fiber-filled handful that'll slow the rise in your blood sugar. Day 4, prioritize protein every day. Protein helps repair and build muscle tissue, and it's part of the structure of your bones, cartilage, skin, and blood, says Samantha Cassidy, MSRD, the founder of Sam's Plate and co-author of Sugar Shock. I'll spell her last name C-A-S-S-E-T-T-Y, Sugar Shock. It also helps produce immune cells that fight infections. The minimum guideline is to eat 0.8 grams of protein, that's 8/10 of a gram, per kilo of body weight daily. But many adults do better with 1.2 to 1.6 grams per kilo. Greek yogurt, eggs, canned salmon, steamed lentils, frozen edamame, frozen shrimp, and canned chickpeas are all good quick picks for protein. And day 5, track your sugar intake. Added sugar is often hidden in items like condiments as well as some drinks and yogurts. Over time, an excess of added sugar can increase your risk of chronic conditions like heart disease. So the American Heart Association recommends that women have no more than 25 grams daily. Read the labels on the foods you eat and be mindful of the added sugars they contain. From Women's Day, the magic of a snow day. Well, we've had one or two of those lately. Winter has a way of pressing the pause button for us, inviting us to slow down and savor the moment. A surprise snow day, real or imagined, gives you permission to slip out of your routine, sip something warm, pull a blanket around you, and lean into the coziness. It's the crunch of fresh snow under boots, the grin of a lopsided snowman, the bliss of a book you finally have time to read, or the warmth of a family piled together on the couch for no reason other than that the day feels soft and special. Even if flakes never fall where you live, you can still claim that feeling. Call a winter time out. Turn down the noise. Create a little pocket of calmness and wonder, your own fully charged moment to remember what feels good, what feels grounding, and what feels like home. Some mind coaching. Help me feel more hopeful. It boosts success, fosters greater meaning in life, and even increases pain tolerance. Here, proven ways to reap the many benefits of hope. Take the first steps. First, savor your wins. Hope and optimism may be related, but they have very different DNA, says researcher Chan Hellman, Ph.D. Hope is not blind optimism, he says. It's not even an emotion. It's a skill that can be nurtured. Through forward looking, it's strongly shaped by our experiences, he continues. Past successes enhance hope, which is why it's so important to remind ourselves that we have overcome challenges before, he adds. The first step to fostering hope is simple. Recall something you've accomplished that makes you proud. Tap three pathway pillars. The most emotionally resilient people have honed three key life skills, says Hellman. The first is the ability to set a clear goal. How? Our imagination is the instrument of hope. If we can visualize it, we're much more likely to achieve it. Looking for a new job, for example, picture yourself in an interview. What are you wearing? What does the office look like? Next comes breaking that goal into specific steps, from updating your resume to reaching out to a few people in your network. Finally, hopeful people identify potential challenges. What obstacles might arise, and how will you overcome them? And just as important, who are the supportive people you can call on? Spark virtuous hope. While it's not technically a verb, hope hinges on taking action. It's all about having a strong sense of agency, explains clinical psychologist Lindsay Root Luna, Ph.D. Ask yourself, how can I make my life better and also improve the lives of others? That second component is crucial, she adds. The newest research shows the power of virtuous hope, the kind that works toward a larger goal, benefiting not only you, but your community. Consider what you can do within your sphere of influence to make a difference. This helps create a sort of feedback loop. When you give hope to others, it comes back to you. Spark joy every day. Flip through hope past. Gratitude is like an accelerant for hope, transforming it from a mere spark into a full-blown conflagration. After all, what is gratitude but hope realized, says researcher Denise Larson, Ph.D. Looking at hope past helps foster it in the moment, she says. One of her favorite ways to do that? Flip through old photos on your phone that make you happy. Recasting hope on images reminds you that good things have happened and they will again. Conquer fear with play. When we're anxious, we get very focused on what we're afraid of. But our lives are so much bigger than that one fear, observes Larson. Sometimes a way to broaden our perspective and access hope is to remember what it is that makes us have fun, that lets us laugh. That could be anything from calling your sisters who can always lighten the mood to catching a silly cat video on YouTube. The act of play is an underrated yet powerful form of hope. From Woman's World, try this free humidifier hack. Dry winter air and indoor heating can make your home feel stuffy and uncomfortable. Add moisture to the air by plugging in a humidifier. Of course, that's a surefire fix. But if you don't have one, try this zero-cost workaround. Hang a damp towel in the room you spend the most time in. Research shows the simple tactic doubles the humidity levels within just a few hours thanks to water evaporating from the cloth. Keep the towel moist and you'll enjoy comfortable air all day and night without spending a dime. I actually tried this over the cold snap we had in early February, and it actually worked very well. But you do have to keep checking it every couple hours. I even flipped it over a few times. I was hanging it long ways, so I'd flip it bottom to top. And then a couple hours later, I'd have to go re-wet it. But it helped us to keep from shocking each other. Chilly fun for less. When the forecast calls for frigid weather, take it as your cue to brew a hot cuppa and enjoy yourself indoors. Here are a few of our favorite free and low-cost activities to try. First, take a couch tour. Visit artsandculture.google.com. I'll spell that. artsandculture.google.com. Search for your favorite artists like Van Gogh or Rembrandt and take a virtual gallery stroll. Or search National Parks Tour on YouTube to explore breathtaking landscapes from home. Next, host a virtual brunch. Chances are friends or relatives are stuck indoors too. Why not arrange a call to share good news, funny stories, or favorite recipes? Apps like FaceTime, Google Meet, and WhatsApp let you video chat with multiple people at once, right from your phone. And watch animal antics. Many zoos offer free daily live streams of their cutest residents. Google Zoo Webcam for your favorites. Penguin lovers, for example, can take a peek at zoo.sandiegozoo.org. I'll spell that. zoo.sandiegozoo.org/cams/penguin-cam, PENGUIN-CAM. You can see them in action. Home remedies that soothe pain. Sciatica, that's shooting nerve pain that radiates through your lower back, buttocks, and legs, makes even ordinary movements painful. Up to 95% of people recover from a flare-up within a year without surgery, French experts say. But that doesn't mean you have to wait it out. To speed healing, here are some tips. Walk off discomfort. A review published in the European Spine Journal suggests that walking may be just as effective as surgery for easing long-term sciatica pain from a herniated disc. And here's incentive to keep it up even after you heal. Researchers reported in JAMA Network Open found that people who walked for a total of 100 minutes a day, that's a little over an hour and a half, had a 23% lower risk of lower back pain than those who walked 78 minutes. And walking daily helped no matter how slow or fast they strolled. Next, stretch your hamstrings. Tight hamstrings can strain your lower back and irritate the sciatic nerve. And just 5 minutes of stretching 3 times a week eased pain by 61% in 3 weeks, according to a Korean study. Best of all, the moves couldn't be simpler. Just lie on your back, then lift one leg upward toward the ceiling, keeping your legs straight, and use a towel to gently pull your foot toward you for 10 seconds. Repeat 5 times per side. And warm away aches. Permission to end every night by relaxing in a warm bath. A Taiwanese study suggests that heat may reduce inflammation, easing sciatica-like nerve pain. Not only that, the general warmth relaxes tense muscles that can worsen sciatica while boosting healing blood flow throughout the body. Plus, moist heat penetrates deeper than dry heat, say Loma Linda researchers, and that may provide lasting relief from even stubborn back pain. From Women's World, on the CW network, compete with Trivial Pursuit. Let the Battle of the Brains begin. The game show based on the beloved board game is returning for season 2. Host and executive producer LeVar Burton will put contestants' abilities to the test as they play a reimagined version of the classic trivia game. Taking place on a large-scale version of the game board players are familiar with, contestants will do their best to answer questions in categories such as entertainment, sports, geography, history, science and nature, and more. Expect tough questions, amazing prizes of up to $20,000, and even more excitement when you tune in to the new season, which started January 22nd on the CW. From Woman's World, use your gift cards now. When you receive a gift card, don't tuck it away for someday. Confirm the balance using the phone number on the back and make a plan to use it quickly, even if that means transferring it to an online account like Amazon. About 1 in 4 people say they've tried to use a gift card only to find the funds already gone. reports the AARP Fraud Watch Network. Thieves sometimes copy numbers from cards on store racks, then wait for someone to add money so they can drain it. Notice funds missing before you use the card? Call the issuer immediately. Some, like American Express, will cancel the card and replace the remaining balance if you report it promptly. From Woman's Day, true or nah? See whether popular notions are actually right. They say the only use for magnesium is for aid in getting your Z's. Answer, nah. The potential of the mineral to help you snooze gets all the buzz, but it can benefit health in many other ways. For example, as magnesium attracts water to the colon, taking 200 to 400 milligrams of magnesium citrate and drinking plenty of water may help ease constipation. Of course, talk to your doctor before starting a new supplement. They say magnesium is good for sleep. Well, of course, that is true. One large study found that people who consumed more magnesium had better sleep quality and were likelier to get 7 or more hours of sleep than those who consumed less. In another review, those who took magnesium glycinate, a mix of magnesium and the amino acid glycine, reported lower anxiety and better sleep. Magnesium glycinate is considered safe at 300 milligrams or less per day and is said to be gentler on the GI tract, though loose stools are possible. As with any supplement, talk to your doctor first. They say it's preferable to get magnesium in supplement form. The answer for that one? Nah. Experts say it's best to get vitamins and minerals through whole foods. That way you also get other nutrients needed for good health, and some beneficial substances are absorbed better in combination with others. Magnesium and vitamin D are one such pair. Load up on magnesium-rich picks like leafy greens, pepitas, nuts, chia seeds, and black beans. Some book recommendations for you, and I hope these are available on audio versions for you. From James Patterson and Adam Hamdy, that's P-A-T-T-E-R-S-O-N, and Hamdy, H-A-M-D-Y, Private Rome. Action-packed twists, old secrets, and sparkling city setting, Private Rome by James Patterson and Adam Hamdy has it all. The 18th installment in the Private series follows Jack Morgan, who's at a party in Rome for the new private office when chaos erupts. A priest is found dead, and Agent Matteo Ricci is seen with a gun. Before long, Jack finds a conspiracy tied to the Vatican. Another? A dual timeline saga. Paula McLean, M-C-L-A-I-N, wrote the hit bestseller The Paris Wife, and in her newest novel, this one called Skylark, she's taking readers back to the City of Light. In 1664 Paris, Alouette Voland, daughter of a master dyer, is trying to make her very own blue hue. Then her father is unjustly imprisoned, and she's sent to Salpêtrière Asylum after trying to help. In 1939 Paris, Christophe Larsen is starting a psychiatric residency. In parallel timelines, journeys of bravery unfold. And a vital health guide, New Rules of Women's Health, by Megan Rabbit, R-A-B-B-I-T-T. From menstruation and fertility to chronic pain and menopause, as women were always navigating complexities at every age. This book offers a comprehensive map to follow at every stage, with an inspiring foreword by Maria Shriver. This smart, easy-to-read book provides new science on optimizing your health and diet to fight disease, plus brilliant tips for better sleep, the best workouts by age, and more. Some recipes. First, crusted tilapia fillets from Woman's World. We need 1/2 cup seasoned panko, 2 tablespoons plus 1/3 cup mayo, 1 tablespoon chopped parsley, 1 tablespoon drained capers, 2 teaspoons lemon juice, 2 carrots cut into sticks, 1 tablespoon olive oil, 1/4 plus 1/8 teaspoon salt, 2 zucchini cut into sticks, and 4 4-to-5-ounce each tilapia fillets. Heat oven to 400. Oh, by the way, this makes 4 servings, obviously. Active time, 30 minutes. Total time, 1 hour. Heat your oven to 400. Coat a rimmed baking sheet with cooking spray. In a bowl, combine the panko, 2 tablespoons mayo, the parsley, and capers. In a separate bowl, mix remaining 1/3 cup of mayo and the lemon juice. In another bowl, toss carrots with 1 1/2 teaspoons oil and 1/8 teaspoon of salt. In a separate bowl, toss zucchini with remaining oil and 1/8 teaspoon salt. Spread carrots on baking sheet. Roast for 10 minutes. Add the zucchini. Roast until tender, another 7 to 8 minutes. Then place tilapia over the vegetables. Sprinkle with 1/8 teaspoon salt and top with the panko mixture. Bake until the fish is opaque, 6 to 7 minutes, and then serve with the mayo mixture. To go with, how about herbed roast potatoes? We need 2 pounds small fingerling potatoes, halved or quartered, 1 tablespoon olive oil, 1/2 teaspoon salt, 1/4 teaspoon freshly ground pepper, 1 tablespoon butter at room temp, 1 teaspoon chopped fresh rosemary, and 1 teaspoon grated lemon zest is optional. By the way, this will make 6 servings. Active time 15 minutes, but the total is 50. Heat your oven to 400, which happens to coincide with the tilapia recipe, so these can be made together. Coat rimmed baking sheet with cooking spray in a large bowl. Toss potatoes with the olive oil, salt, and pepper. Spread in a single layer over the pan. Roast the potatoes until golden and tender, 30 to 35 minutes, shaking the pan and flipping potatoes halfway through. Return potatoes to the bowl. Add butter, rosemary, and if you're using it, the lemon zest. Tossed until the butter is melted. And as a tip, since fingerling potatoes have thin skin, they don't need to be peeled. Just scrub them well and eat them with the skins on. Cheesy polenta sticks. This crisp twist on a creamy side is a breeze to whip up thanks to pantry staples and store-bought polenta. This makes 6 servings. Active time is 25 minutes and total is 40. We need 1 quart of oil, 1/2 cup mayo, 2 teaspoons chopped fresh chives, 1 teaspoon grated lemon zest, 1 teaspoon lemon juice, 1 small clove garlic mashed, 1 18-ounce tube of prepared polenta, 1/4 cup all-purpose flour, and 1/4 cup grated Parmesan cheese. In a pot, heat oil until deep-frying thermometer registers 350 or until the oil is shimmering. In a bowl, combine mayonnaise, chives, lemon zest, lemon juice, and garlic. Reserve. Cut the polenta into 3-inch by 1/2-inch sticks. In a bowl, gently toss with flour. In batches, fry until golden, 5 minutes. Drain on paper towels. In a bowl, toss polenta with Parmesan. Serve with garlicky mayonnaise mixture. All right, this one sounds interesting. Viral ice cream pancakes. I said it. We love a stack of light, fluffy pancakes, so our food kitchen tried the ingredient that is said to make them even better. Ice cream. Simply combine 1 cup self-rising flour with a large scoop of softened ice cream, vanilla being a popular choice, and mix until you have smooth, soft batter. If it's too thick, add a splash of milk. Then cook in a skillet as you would regular pancakes. Our verdict? Delicious, sweet, and so easy to make. And bourbon honey sweet tea. Orange blossom honey infuses this bourbon and tea delight. Here's what we need. It makes 4 servings. Active time is 15 minutes. Total time, 1 hour and 15. So there's chill time. We need 5 English breakfast tea bags, 1/4 cup of honey, preferably orange blossom, plus maybe some additional, 1/2 cup of bourbon whiskey, 1 tablespoon lime juice, ice cubes, and lime wheels for garnish. In a large heat-proof pitcher, steep tea bags in 1 cup boiling water for 3 to 5 minutes. Remove the bags, but don't squeeze them. Stir in honey, then 1 cup cold water, bourbon, and lime juice. Chill until cold 1 hour. Divide tea evenly among 4 ice-filled glasses. If desired, serve with additional honey and garnish with lime wheels. As an easy variation, for a more citrusy note, swap in Earl Grey tea bags for the English breakfast and add a splash of orange juice to each glass. From Woman's World, Zesty 3 Cheese Quesadillas. This does not say how long it takes, but it serves 6. We need 1/2 jalapeno, ribs and seeds removed, 1/2 red onion, 1 red bell pepper seeded, 6 ounces of goat cheese, 6 8-inch tortillas, 3/4 cup of shredded Monterey Jack cheese, and 3/4 cup of shredded cheddar cheese. Or you could use that Mexican blend. I like that. In food processor, pulse the jalapeno, onions, and peppers until finely chopped. In bowl, fold vegetables into the goat cheese and season to taste. Spread 1/2 of each tortilla with 1/6 of the goat cheese mixture. Sprinkle shredded cheese over the goat cheese. That's 2 tablespoons per. Fold each tortilla in half. Working in batches, microwave the quesadilla for 1 minute, flipping halfway through. And this, as I said, serves 6. And the cheese contains heart smart calcium that helps ward off strokes. So, you know, we'll call it a health food. And one last little savings secret to cut food waste. Before you add items to your grocery cart while shopping, ask, will I eat this before it expires? Then consider how much money you'd lose if you ended up throwing it out. Research shows this quick mental check can cut wasted groceries by about 30%. Because it shifts your focus to buying only what you'll actually use, you become less likely to grab just-in-case extras, like that second jar of mayo, and more likely to choose realistic portions, like 1/2 pound of turkey, instead of 1 full pound. We've run out of time for today's episode of Ladies Magazines. We hope you've enjoyed listening. Please join us next time. I'm Jean Latshaw, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind or print impaired. Ladies Magazines, available as a podcast on our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. That's our all-purpose number, 919-832-5138. And thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service. I hope you catch me next time.